This recording, Scotland 25, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Okay, so just before I went to America, my dog Penny, she is a British bulldog, and she's the tiniest little bulldog you've ever seen. She's so small. But she got pregnant with another bulldog man, dog, you know what I mean? And she got pregnant, so when I went away to America, she ended up having her puppies. But before she had them, the vet told my mum to expect 4 puppies at the most because that's what she could see, like that's what they could see. So my mum had prepared for 4 little puppies to come along, but instead when Penny gave birth, she gave birth to 11 puppies, which was not 4, quite a bit more than 4. Yeah, so that was crazy, and I didn't get to see them. I was so gutted that I didn't get to meet all these puppies and be part of it. But I got Snapchats and FaceTime by my family and got to look at all the puppies that way. But, you know, it wasn't the same. But my mum said from the beginning that she was just going to keep 1 little puppy. And obviously our own dog Penny would be keeping her, and she was going to sell all the rest. But my mum got a lot more attached than I think she thought she was going to. And I think she actually wanted to keep 3 puppies in the end. Like, there was 3 she wanted. There was 1 puppy that was, like, the runt of the litter. And my mum, like, was so scared that this puppy was going to die. And she did everything she could to make sure she was going to live. So my mum got so attached to that one. She was like, there's no way I can sell this puppy. Like, I'm too attached. Then there was another one that my sister and my stepdad got attached to. And my mum also loved him. Trevor. That's his name now. So yeah, they got attached to him and they couldn't let him go. And then my mum got attached to another little puppy. I can't remember what they'd named him. But she loved him as well and she wanted to keep 3. But I think everyone was like, no, 2 maximum. You can only keep 2 puppy. Like, we need 3 dogs is all we can have, okay? That's all we can deal with. We cannot keep 3 of these puppies and like the our own dog Penny. So my mum kept 2 puppies. A little white one called Betty, and she was the one that was the runt of the litter, and she's so cute. And she's really small as well, like her mum. Not as small, but she's still like a really small for a bulldog. And then we also kept Trevor, the one that my sister and my stepdad loved. And he is just the funniest little thing ever. So I got, when I came back, they were still little puppies, and I got to meet those ones. And they're just the cutest little things, but they're also very lazy.